Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Friday's David Hamilton Show, the last one before the American Bicentennial on Sunday, and we're going to do something rather special for you this afternoon. I'm singing this song, 'cause I love you, girl. Tell you more about it after Lee Garrett. Lee Garrett and You're My Everything, Friday's David Hamilton Show, and of course on Sunday it's the 200th anniversary of American Independence Day. And what we're going to do on the programme today, our own little sort of mini tribute, every other record will have an American town or city in the title. I must admit that my geography of the States isn't too good, so we've got a blooming great map here so I can look up all the various places and find out where they are. The first record up is Tony Christie, Is This the Way to Amarillo? And I have found Amarillo, there it is, big and bold and large as life, it's in North Texas.
When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to the church bell ringing, hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway there's an open plain, and it keeps me going
that's the way to Amarillo. Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo. That sweet Marie who waits for me. Show me the way to Amarillo.
Neil Sedaka, one of the people who wrote that one. Tony Christie, you heard there, and a former hit of his called Is This the Way to Amarillo? It's 2:10. Before we move on any further, I'd like to take the opportunity of wishing the very best of luck to Johnny Walker. No doubt you heard Johnny's programme immediately before we came on the air, and you'll know that it's the last one, and Johnny is going to seek his fame and fortune and another life in California. Actually, I have never been to the States, funnily enough, although I'm hoping to go in September to do some television work over in New York. Hence the fact that I was just saying that my geography of the States isn't too good. Anyway, as I say, I am going over there, and you never know, if you're lucky, I might decide to stay as well.
Where my heart on the sea.
Never know you like, do you?
I'm not afraid to say what I mean what I say. Set myself up, let myself down. I made it a fool, spread it around, but and I let my feelings go. Ooh, wear my heart on my sleeve. Don't count the cost if I can't live enough. And surely I've lost. Oh, you tend to get burned, tend to get bruised, but it's my life, way that I choose. And I just want to lay. Mine is so hard not to show.
Gallagher and Lyle and Heart on My Sleeve. It's 2:14. We're going to do this.
David Hamilton.
Mystery star. Clue.
Number one.
This one should not be too difficult for you, my friends. Clue one is the proof of the seeding is this afternoon. The proof of the seeding is this afternoon.
All
stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray.
I pretend to pray.
You hear the preacher like the cold.
He knows I'm gonna stay.
That was the Mamas and the Papas and California Dreaming. I gather from my colleagues that it's been a pretty busy day here for motoring news, and we're going to recap for you on the latest position on the M1 motorway, so if you're anywhere around the M1, then this could definitely affect you.
Radio 1, traffic news.
Right, it's 2:17. In Bedfordshire, the southbound carriageway of the M1 remains blocked, and southbound traffic is being diverted at Junction 14, just south of the Newport Pagnell service area, and drivers using this diversion can rejoin the motorway at Junction 9 via the A5. In Northamptonshire, another accident is still delaying northbound traffic on the M1 north of Junction 18, the A428 and A5 turn off near Rugby. Two lanes on this section of the northbound carriageway are blocked with inevitable delays. So once again, southbound traffic being diverted off the M1 at Junction 14 and northbound traffic being delayed on the M1 near Junction 18. The general traffic news later, that's what's happening on the M1.
Getting the feeling
of Radio 1247.
And here's lovely Nancy Ryan to sing for you.
Used to be, used to be,
used to be.
Love was mean to me.
Gotta see.
Nancy Ryan and Glad I Waited Just For You. I'm glad you waited just for us too, because we've got some goodies to play for you this afternoon. 2:20 is the time. Every other record on the show today, because Sunday is American Independence Day, well, the 200th anniversary of the American Independence, of course, and every other record today, with that in mind, has an American city or town in the title, and that includes our million seller at 2:30. But right now, we're going to the state of Nevada. Well, the state of Nevada. No, my American accent's dreadful. And Elvis Presley, Viva Las Vegas.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing and all those hogs down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Elvis Presley, Viva Las Vegas. A couple of quick hellos before we move back to music. Here's a card that says, could you give a mention on the programme to my husband, Barry Jego? We live at 13 Sleecross Gardens, Smallford, St Albans in Hertfordshire. Wishing him a very happy birthday for the 3rd of July. That's tomorrow, isn't it? And love from his wife, Margaret, sons, Darren and Jason, and all friends and relatives listening to the programme. Also going to give a mention to George Stride and his trouble and strife, and his son, Mark, of 10 May Gardens, Alberton. A very special reason. George is recovering from an accident and is at present in John Astor Ward in Middlesex Hospital. He would like to thank the sisters, nurses and doctors and everybody who's done so much for him. And please tell him all the best of luck for the future. And that comes from Les Keir. Steve Miller Band. I can't get a thing out today, I tell you.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch them too. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to old El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big castle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue and run. Go on, take the money 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 and run. Billy Mac is a detective down in Texas. He knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Bobby Sue, whoa, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day. They got the money, hey, you know they got away.
still running today. Saying, go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
That was the Steve Miller Band, Take the Money and Run. It's fascinating looking at this map of the United States of America. I've got in front of me here, and just sort of discovering where all the various states are. Tennessee is where we're going to next. That is sort of southwest of New York, and in between Kentucky and Alabama. And all the famous names are there. There's Memphis, Nashville, of course, and Jackson, would you believe?
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, yeah, go to Jackson, but go comb that hair.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn her loose in my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. They'll laugh at you in Jackson,
I doubt it.
And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. That town like a scarlet hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, 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 go to Jackson, you big talking man. And I'll be waiting there in Jackson, behind my J-Pan plan.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Go to Jackson, and that's a natural fact. We're gone to Jackson, ain't ever coming back. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson.
Talking and singing about Jackson, that was Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood. Quite a few programs on Radio 1 over the weekend will be having their own special tributes to America. And one of those programs will be Paul Burnett's.
American music, American music, in the USA.
Hello, this is Paul Burnett, and this Sunday at 10 o'clock on Radio 1, we'll be devoting the entire three-hour show to a special American Bicentennial program. Now, don't be put off. It's not going to be a serious documentary-style anthology of American achievements. No, it's just our way of saying thank you, America, for the music you've given the world. So, be it soul music, country music, or rock and roll or whatever. You'll find as much of it as we can squeeze into a three-hour show. Sunday at 10 o'clock with yours truly, Paul Burnett. See you then.
Thank you very much indeed, Paul. Don't forget, of course, that starting on Monday, Paul Burnett will be taking over the Johnny Walker Show between 12 o'clock and 2. So you'll be getting Paul Burnett instead of once a week, you'll be getting him 5 days a week. And they say it's a wonderful world.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about science. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world.
That was Johnny Nash and What a Wonderful World, 2:33, and on They Sold a Million today, we have a song with not an American city or town in the title, but an American state, Massachusetts. Boston is the capital of Massachusetts, and the song, written by Barry, Robin and Morris Gibb of the Bee Gees, was number one for 4 weeks in Britain in October and November of 1967. It reached the top 20 in the States and got to number one in many other countries, including Germany, Japan and Australia. Globally, it sold several million copies for the Bee Gees.